Smudging is the burning of sweetgrass, sage, or cedar in an abalone shell, with the smoke waved about with an eagle feather. Rory Griffin is a Menominee tribal member and UW-Stevens Point alum. He says it's done by some Indians as a way to purify a space and one's soul. The practice used to be banned under state fire codes, but Griffin and other Native students argued to the UW and fire officials that the Federal Religious Freedom Act backed their right to smudge. The university relented and created a smudging policy for students.
They are allowed now to smudge in front and behind the dorms, and residential managers will be notified when this is happening as well. Also, them looking into a vacant room located near the security offices for students to be able to go to and smudge or perform other ceremonies according to their beliefs.
Helping Griffin was Sharon Cloud, director of the UW-Stevens Point Native American Center. She says students are pleased at the new policy, but says there's still a stigma about smudging that they may have to deal with.
Sage and cedar and sweetgrass, sometimes when you mix them, the smell becomes more like marijuana, but it certainly doesn't have the same effect. And Native students in this state, as well as others, have been reported and hauled off to jails.
Cloud says her office will discuss smudging with housing staff to avoid problems. She adds Stevens Point is the first campus in the UW system to adopt a formal policy on smudging. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.